No, and he turned the dial, all 52 channels, there I was looking at it. Oh, tight. Oh, well, he said he turned it off and he walked the floor of the night, his heart beating 100 miles an hour. He said he couldn't sleep. He got up early in the morning and he went with the confession, never watch pornography again.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Listeners, do you want to be extraordinary? Do you want to live your life for Christ? Well, this is a great place to turn your thoughts in this half hour. I'm Matt Palmer. I'm your host for this half hour. It's so good to be with all of you. And again, this is St. Gabriel Radio's Spirit Drive for spring, the Spring Spirit Drive. We come out to our listeners only twice a year, and we invite all of you to become a part of our family here. We need your support. The Lord is inviting you right now. The Holy Spirit is speaking into your heart. Would you join us? And would you become either a sustaining member, $20 a month, or a business member, $60 a month, or a lead sponsor? If you're financially blessed, maybe $1,000. Go to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift now, or call in 614-459-4820. We have a great half hour ready for you. I'm going to open us in prayer, and then we'll invite and introduce Seth and Julianne to you, and we'll have a great talk with them. So let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we're so grateful for this day, the gift of this day. We're so grateful for the life of St. Patrick, who inspires us with his ministry of conversion that he so powerfully did in his time there in the country of Ireland. And we want to be a part of converting the world today in the United States for you. So many are in need of conversion, salvation, a need to change. And this radio station is a powerful instrument, a voice for you, Jesus, inviting people to change, to repent, and to come to a deeper understanding of your love for them. And so we invite, Lord, your presence with us, that you would inspire us to become the men and women that you've called us to be, and to be generous supporters of your church and all the ministries that are part of your church, including St. Gabriel Radio. All this we ask in your name, Lord, the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Seth and Julianne Burkholder, welcome to St. Gabriel Radio. Thanks for being here with us. How you two doing?
You bet. Thanks for having us. We're doing great today.
Julianne, good afternoon.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're just so blessed and excited to have you. I want our listeners to find out a little bit more about you two. Julianne, let's start maybe with you introducing the two of you to our listeners, a little bit about you, where you live, your parish, your family, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the work that you do, and then we'll come back to St. Gabriel Radio. But Julianne, introduce us to you two and your family.
Yeah, I'm Julianne, and my husband, Seth, of 10 years here. We go to St. Matthew, the Apostle Catholic Parish in Gahanna. We live here in Columbus and have lived here on and off for about 16 years now, but came to find St. Gabriel Radio been about five or six years ago now. So we've been listening for a number of years here.
Wonderful. And tell us about your family, Julianne.
Sure. We have four kids. We have two here on Earth, a three-year-old and
a 1.5-year-old. My wife is choking up a little bit because we've had two miscarriages in the last 6 months. So that's why we reference that we have four.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that you mentioned those that are with our Lord in heaven and in his embrace of love. And listeners, we can all join in praying for Julianne and Seth. I think many listening to you, my dear sister and brother, we know of that pain. And so our hearts are with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very appreciative.
Seth, tell us a little bit about the work that you do, and just help us again understand as Catholics, how do you serve the Lord in the world? And I know that you're with the diocese. Tell our listeners a little bit about your work.
Gotcha. It's been a long journey. My wife is a recent convert. She converted 4 years ago. And welcome, Julianne. I myself was away from the church for about 15 years, and I came back about 4 years ago as well, just slightly before she converted. And ever since I've came back to the faith, is feeling this deep passion and conviction to how can I serve the Lord for the remaining time I still have here on earth, because I felt like the first, 33 years I did not. So I made a real effort in my life to try to find that avenue, and God leads us where he wants us to go. And I've been blessed that in 2020, ironically right in the midst of a pandemic and craziness in the world, that I was able to get a job down here at the diocese. I work at the Office of Catholic Schools, and I work specifically with finance and data for all of our schools. So I oversee all the budgets and just all the analytics that go into really running a business that we see across the world nowadays, of being data-driven, data-informed, and how we can use those to make our schools continue to thrive and to grow in the world that we're in today.
Wow. Thank you so much for the role that you play, the ministry that you are engaged in helping to educate our children in the Catholic schools. What a gift. I assume you have some background in that kind of work?
Yeah. So prior to coming to here, I worked in public accounting for about 7 years.
Sure.
So, very familiar with working with nonprofits and understanding the business side of it. Prior to that, too, my wife alluded to that we were St. Matthew parishioners, and I'd been on St. Matthew's Finance Committee for a number of years before coming down here, so I was very familiar with, how a parish and a school operates, which many people don't really know how they operate. And I'll just give you one example. Virtually all of our schools lose money, and you wouldn't think that because we charge tuition. But it's really a parochial model that's set up that really the school is a ministerial function of the parish, and so the parish helps to support the school.
Yeah, I think many of us understand that, and we see that in Catholic schools, the mission of the church to proclaim the gospel is carried out through Catholic education, and to form our children in Christ and in the church is such a critical ministry. We as parents have the primary obligation, but the church has given us in Catholic schools a wonderful support for that. And Julianne, maybe you could talk a little bit about St. Gabriel Radio from your own perspective, how you've gotten in, listened to it over the years, how it might have helped you in your conversion coming into the church, what particular programs you like now. Share a little bit what this ministry here, St. Gabriel Radio, has meant to you personally.
Yeah, I think that the radio has the true, the good, and the beautiful that the church offers us. I think that the radio station brings us those three elements as well. And I think in thinking about the truth that the radio provides, really began when I was learning the faith. I converted and came into full communion with the church 4 years ago now. And, at that time, 4 or 5 years ago, as I was learning about Catholicism, programs that I was listening to almost daily was John Ricardo's program, Christ is the Answer, and also at the end of the day, the Catholic Answers, to really, kind of hit, kind of different viewpoints of speaking truth to Catholics and Catholic Answers, speaking to non-Catholics and people who are really trying to learn what does the church teach and why does she teach what she teaches. So really, there's a lot of programs that help you kind of learn the truth of the faith. And then now, my vocation now that I'm living out is being a mother. And so I've sort of taken that truth that I've learned and translated that into how do I live it? How do I live this truth and share this truth and live it with our family? And so, the programs that St. Gabriel has now that I'm plugged into is the Pop Chat program, which is on at 10 a.m., More to Life, and they talk about so many topics that relate to, families and marriages and just the whole family life. And then also Dr. Ray Guarendi's, the doctor is in, and he touches a lot about parenting specifically. So I think there's just there's a great realm of truth that's conveyed in St. Gabriel's programming.
You have really touched on something that I think is so important, Julianne, and that as we're formed in the faith, St. Gabriel Radio not only forms us, but it really inspires and helps us to live the faith. And of course, that's the call as missionary disciples, is not just to speak the words of faith, but to live. The Lord will judge us, not just what we've said and proclaimed, but how we've lived this faith of love and hope and mercy. And I love that you're seeing the connection between St. Gabriel Radio, which proclaims his word, and yet then we are inspired, and as we're formed and encouraged and inspired, the Holy Spirit takes the messaging he gives us through the programming here, and then we go out and live it. That's a profound understanding of the importance of this ministry. So listeners, as Seth and Julianne and I are here having a conversation about our beautiful faith and about St. Gabriel Radio, we're inviting you now to come and support a ministry that helps to lead to conversion and brings people into the church, and then helps us grow deeper in our faith, deeper into the heart of our Lord. Go online to stgabrielradio.com or call us at 614-459-4820 and become part of a family of Catholics on fire for Christ, on fire for the church, and sharing his word. There is no more effective apostolate to share the word of God, to share our Catholic faith, than St. Gabriel Radio. And we need you, if you're listening. This is the Holy Spirit inviting you to become a part of this family. We're going to step away and listen to a clip here in just a minute from Father John Ricardo, and then Seth and Julianne and I will be back right after that to chat a little bit more about what he has shared. Enjoy.
Men and women out there who have said some incredible things about beauty, but I would argue that beauty could be a remedy for hopelessness.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the things that if Pope Benedict doesn't say it himself, he's quoting somebody who says it, that one of the purposes of beauty is that it awakens from despair. It reminds me, I was blessed to live in Rome for a number of years in the early 90s, and I would spend a lot of time in St. Peter's. I lived right next door to it, and that was before he had lines, and 9/11 hadn't happened, and so it was easy to get into these spectacular places, right? And it was a normal thing for me to just kind of like stand around in St. Peter's and to watch pilgrims or visitors or tourists, whatever they might be, walk in the front door of St. Peter's, because as soon as you walk into St. Peter's, if you've never been there, it like immediately upon crossing the threshold, you turn to your right and there's the Pietà, you know, Michelangelo's stunning sculpture of Our Lady holding Jesus coming down from the cross. Mm-hmm. And so you'd see people leave, it's this great analogy of the world, they'd leave the craziness and the noise and the smells of Rome. They'd walk into St. Peter's and it's amazingly quiet. Mm-hmm. And then they turn to their right and suddenly their eyes are just like shocked by one of the greatest works of art that's ever been created. And what is it? It's this, it's not just this beautiful piece of sculpture. It's a beautiful depiction of the most beautiful thing that's ever happened, right? It's a mother holding her son, who is God, who has, out of love, gone to the cross so as to defeat the powers of sin and death. And so I would just stand there and I'd watch people walk in.
Be transformed.
And they'd, you know, they'd be in tears in minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what beauty does.
It's the overwhelming.
Yeah, that is the purpose
of it,
right?
Power of beauty. It awakens you to splendor. And you know, one of the things that we do when we're working with bishops and priests is as you preach the kerygma, you break open created, you know, the first part of the kerygma, created. And one of the things that you invite us to do is to pray for the grace as you're preaching that, before you go into that and preach that, you know, we step back and we pray for the grace of wonder and awe. And I would argue that in our culture, it would seem like we've lost those two things. We've lost what you've just described, a sense of wonder and awe and drinking in splendor.
Yeah.
And you know, beauty, it's not a shocking statement to say that ugliness is the antithesis of beauty.
Right.
And unfortunately too, we can become ugly in the way we behave too.
Yeah.
Right. So there's much you could say about that, but I think there's something to be said about the fact that beauty helps us recapture wonder.
Yeah. So, you know, it recalls the line that many of us are probably familiar with, that Dostoevsky, the great Russian author, once wrote that beauty will save the world. Mm-hmm. And it's spot on, right? Because why is that? Because God is the beautiful one. Mm-hmm. And beauty, which is to say God, has saved the world. But one of the things that it does, one of the things that beauty does within us, as you've just described, is because it awakens wonder, what it leads to oftentimes is somebody asking the question, like, take Michelangelo's Pietà, who made that? Mm-hmm. And so it leads you to ask questions. And so now when you transpose that into bigger things like creation itself, mm-hmm. and you look at the universe, mm-hmm. or you look at a nova, you know, or you look at the ocean, or you look at a sunrise over a sunset, it can have the same impact. And you ask the same question, like, who made that? And the answer is, well, God made that.
Listeners, what an inspiring message we've just heard from Father John Ricardo, a discussion he had. The discussion was entitled Make Time for Beauty, and it's just one of the types of messages, the programming that St. Gabriel Radio is privileged to share with listeners all over the state of Ohio. We're so grateful for St. Gabriel Radio. We're a part of the Spring Spirit Drive, and I'm joined, I'm Matt Palmer, and I'm joined in this half hour by Seth and Julianne Burkholder. And Seth and Julianne, I wonder, maybe we start with you, Julianne. Women, I think, are so open to notions of beauty and to seeing, I think women seem to recognize beauty more readily than maybe we guys do. But talk about, you know, what impacted you there in Father Ricardo's comments about making time and opening ourselves to beauty.
You know, I got to jump in real quick because I recognize beauty, Matt, because I'm standing right beside beauty right now. Mm.
I love that. Our wives are beauty. They are beauty personified, and for the male heart, is there anything more beautiful than our spouse? I love that you started us that way, Seth. Keep going, either one of you.
You know, and it's not just beauty as we see from an exterior standpoint, the beauty of my wife and how she looks, but as she's come to the faith and grown as a Catholic woman and mother, I now see more that internal beauty of who she's become and who she's becoming on a daily basis.
Mm. I was thinking that same thing, that there is exterior beauty, that God shows us his love and his power and his creation, but he's doing the same thing inside of us. He's transforming a heart that may have some ugliness and wounds and scars, and he's transforming our hearts into something beautiful that reflects in the world and that ultimately will reflect his goodness and his glory and his love. Julianne, any thoughts about what we just heard from Father Ricardo?
Yeah, I think, I don't know why God gives us women kind of that ability to see and recognize beauty in different ways than men, but I think that, you know, one thing that comes to mind with the beauty of the radio of AM 820 and what they provide is, you know, that we have beauty in nature and creation and works of art, and another thing is music. And I think, you know, being an AM station, you know, the bulk of the programming is not music. However, on Sunday mornings, there's Sacred Soundings at 9:30. And that is such beautiful, sacred music that we have been blessed to listen to on the car on our way to Mass every Sunday. And I think that is just such a gift that the church has and that AM 820 offers to, you know, to provide on the Lord's Day, and especially in preparation for Mass, because that can be, you have so many distractions as you're in the car and you're with your kids or you're by yourself. You know, we get distracted by so many things. And I think that helps to draw us in, to prepare us for the sacredness that we're about to enter into at the Mass. And so I think that is just one of the beautiful things that we're able to have and that we can share with others to help to draw us in and closer to God and his beauty. That we have in the Mass, in the church.
Beautiful. I love I love that, you know, that connecting of, I love the thought that you brought up music as a way in which God's beauty and heart is revealed, his character and artwork, statues, nature. And again, that you've led us to the heart itself, the beauty of Christ's Sacred Heart. I love the Sacred Heart devotion. Our Catholic men's ministry here locally is embracing the Sacred Heart devotion. And the way that we can see why is his heart outside of his body, it's because he wants us to see the beauty of that heart and the wonder of that heart, a heart that beats for each one of us, and a heart that has, in that image, some thorns around it, as he says he loves us so much that he'll take on our sin, he'll take on thorns meant for us, and in love, he will forgive us of those sins and wipe those sins away. And our faith is beautiful. Our faith, the truth is beauty. Wisdom is beauty. And our Lord, ultimately, the source of beauty, is also beauty itself. And all that you've been sharing, Seth and Julianne, is just a reflection of beauty. So listeners, I just want to invite all of you, perhaps in this half hour, you want to make a gift in honor of Seth and Julianne, maybe a gift in honor of St. Matthew's Parish. Maybe you are fellow parishioners there with Seth and Julianne. It's such a vibrant faith community at St. Matthew's. Maybe you're a person that is touched by beauty in different ways, music or art, literature, God's word, God's heart, and your heart is being transformed by the beauty that he reveals to you. This would be a wonderful time to join us in celebrating the beauty of our Lord and to make a gift to St. Gabriel Radio that shares the beauty of his of the gospel, the beauty of his life, his truth, his love for us. Go online to stgabrielradio.com or call in at 614-459-4820 and become a supporter. Become a supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. Become a sustaining member, $20 or more a month. If you're a business owner or leader, have your business become a sustaining member at $60 or more a month, and you'll receive 100 recognitions, you know, commercials, advertisements for you and your company throughout the year. What a wonderful way to celebrate how your business is trying to live for Christ. Maybe you're a blessed person in our Catholic community and you can give $1,000 or more a month, not a month, but a one-time gift of $1,000 or more. And maybe you're just making a one-time gift in honor of Seth and Julianne, in honor of others that have been touched by beauty or how you've been touched by God's beauty. But we need all of you, all of us listening, all of us that are part of this faithful Catholic community to support a ministry that shares the gospel of our Lord, that shares his beauty with a world that has been, Satan has inflicted so much ugliness on this world. And when we think about where the world is today, the horror of what we're seeing unfolding in the Ukraine, the deep evil and ugliness that's in the world, how much do we need God's beauty to overcome that? And it's through our support of Apostolates Light St. Gabriel Radio that we can do that. Seth, as we come close to the end of this half hour, talk a little bit more about how can beauty be a means to us living our faith, and how can we connect beauty with our everyday life, and how can we live a life that reflects Christ's beauty and his heart?
Yeah, I mean, I think understanding and recognizing beauty is something that also requires you to kind of enter into learning. So when we talk about beauty of the church, and we have the most beautiful thing, the liturgy, the Mass, but so many people and myself, you know, in my younger years, did not understand the Mass. And so when you don't understand the Mass as you enter in, it can appear to be repetitive and boring, and I'm not getting much out of it. But in my later years, as I came back to the church, and I dove into, why do we do what we do in the Mass? You come to see all the beautiful elements of how they're arranged throughout the liturgy that draws you in and prepares you for the next step along the way as the Mass proceeds, ultimately to what we call the source and the summit of receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. And that same principle is applied to your life. that your life is a journey, just like the Mass. It's a journey to your ultimate destination in heaven with Jesus. So, you know, applying that beauty over into your everyday life and continuing to, you know, grow in the faith and to learn the faith, I think is the first step. And then as we talked about, just living that out, you know, sharing that, whether it's with friends and coworkers and, you know, helping them to see the beauty of the church, or now specifically for us as parents, as we share these beautiful gifts the church has given us, as we share those with our kids and we start to see how they respond to it, one that we try to live out is the liturgical calendar. You know, how do we take the liturgical calendar and apply that to our everyday life? It's such a beautiful gift we have. It helps us. It just forms us and takes us out through, you know, the years. And so we're not really following, you know, summer, winter, fall, spring, but, you know, we're following, you know, Advent and Christmas and ordinary time and Lent, which is where we're at right now. And each step is preparing us towards that ultimate journey. Mm. And so I just find beauty in that.
Seth and Julianne, I know all of us that are listening to both of you are just kind of so inspired by how the Lord has grown you in your faith. And Julianne, I too am a convert. I came into the church 21 years ago, and my wife was Catholic, but we had been married 20 years before I came into the church. And as I stepped into the church, I began, I think, the gift of faith, the gift of the Holy Spirit, my confirmation. I began to see the beauty all around me in our church and in our spaces where we worship and where we pray. I remember learning early on that a church is really a place where heaven we attempt to show in our artwork and in the ceiling and at the altar and in the images that are all around us. We're showing the saints that are in the windows. We're really trying in some way to share the beauty of heaven, of eternal life. And of course, I think all of us would understand, as you just said, Seth, that the beauty of the liturgy, the beauty of Christ coming truly into that bread, body, blood, soul, divinity. I sometimes encourage myself in my inner heart as I'm praying the Mass with our pastor. I want to see what is actually happening at the altar, our transfigured Lord. I try to picture him as he comes into that host and changes that host. I want to see that transfigured glory, that whiteness, the amazing, the light, the glory that is actually in our church in that moment, the angels that are there worshiping him, the saints that are there, and we, you know, the church militant there worshiping. And it's all beauty. It's all just a reflection of his beauty. I think, Julianne, you've described a little bit of that same thing as you've come into the church and understood that beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listeners, first of all, Seth and Julianne, I'm just really grateful for your time, for just taking the time to join us. Your insights have been so helpful. Listeners, if you appreciate the kind of programming like what we just heard from Father John Ricardo that really shares the beauty of our faith, the beauty of our Lord, the beauty of his creation, the beauty of his heart and his desire to make our heart beautiful like his. This is a message, this is programming and formation that comes to us through St. Gabriel Radio. Seth and Julianne have been encouraged in the faith, deepened in the faith through this apostolate. Many of you have. I certainly have. As I came into the church 21 years ago, I began to listen to St. Gabriel Radio in those early years. And there is no place where I've received more formation in a more accessible way than simply by tuning in when I'm driving, when I'm in the car. What a wonderful way to listen to the beauty of God's Word. So join us. Go online to stgabrielradio.com or call in at 614-459-4820. And listeners, become a part of this family of beauty, this family of faith, this family that supports St. Gabriel Radio and the beautiful Christ and Lord and church that we all serve and love so much. We'll take a break right now. And Seth and Julianne, thank you for being with us. We'll have a new host with us in a few minutes. And we're excited that Elizabeth Ficicelli will be stepping in for me. I've had a wonderful hour with all of you, and we'll be going to EWTN until 3 p.m. But next up will be Father Dr. Ray. So all of us enjoy this time, and we'll be back in a few hours to continue the Spirit Drive. And Seth and Julianne, thanks so much for being with us. God bless.